Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Nika Berry is the chapter president for the alumni chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and we've got her on the line with us to talk about something that Star 94.5 has been mentioning now for a couple of weeks. This is the third annual Mental Health Youth Summit that the chapter puts on. This year, the theme, 13 Reasons Why Not, and I'm giving you every chance to explain that, because if you haven't seen the Netflix series, it's not going to make sense.
Yes. Well, 13 Reasons Why Not is an opportunity for us to give our youth within the community a reason or a way to understand why they don't have to battle mental health alone, why they don't have to go through some of the things that they go through alone. Because if you understand 13 Reasons Why and the storyline behind that, we want to just add a little twist and give them reasons why they shouldn't, why some things just don't have to occur, because they have the support right here within the community with the number of organizations that we have that are trying to make a positive change within our youth.
So the annual youth summit this year is November 11th at Valencia College, the West Campus, and they're going to split the kids up from their parents. And we are inviting all parents to attend this because there are some really good workshops for you as well. We're at a pivotal point in youth life today. There's so many things that are impacting them, and it's beyond just social media. It is really coming from home. It's coming from our community. It's coming from school. They're getting stuff from all angles. We were too, but I think it's a little different today, and that's why we're making this just a push for everybody to come out. 13 Reasons Why Not. Let's talk about the therapists that you'll have there for the sessions that they'll be doing.
Well, the therapist that we'll have will be representing Aspire Health. Aspire has been a great partner since the first annual mental health summit we've had, and they continue to support us. They will be there to support, even if there's any type of issue or concern that comes up while we're going through the various sessions. They'll be there to support our bullying and cyberbullying sessions, as well as we'll have Federation of Families for our RAP group for intervention. We'll talk about depression and suicide, anger management. It was what we found in the past, and it was just as recent as our second event that we did. During one of the sessions, one of our youth experienced what would be considered an episode to many, and we needed a therapist there on site to assist. So not only will they be facilitating, but they're also there to provide support to the youth as well as the families if they need to talk about something at that time, because these topics are very sensitive, mm-hmm. and you never ever know when it may spark something within any one of us at any given time. So they will have a therapist there as facilitators in addition to there to provide support or balance to what's needed with any one of our youth or the parents that will be there.
The ages that they're calling on to really, really take a moment to attend this is ages 12 through 18, and it is free, and breakfast and lunch is being provided. There is consent that's necessary, and just you got to go and see it, because what happens is if your child, your son or your daughter, and guys and girls are pleased, you're welcome to attend, goes through what Nika just said is a, quote, episode. In order to be able to go to the next step, in order to be able to get them help, we have to be consented to be able to do that. And that's just the legal way to protect everyone. So before you leave your child there, there's a consent form that you must fill out. It's going to be a very eye-opening day. Again, it is November 11th, so it's coming up on us quickly. They have 12 therapists that'll have sessions on cyberbullying all the way down to interaction with authoritarian figures. That's important, don't you think, Nika?
Yes, it is. It's very important. And we will also have our Orange County Sheriff's Office there to support us, along with the therapist from Aspire as we for that session, mm-hmm. in addition to self-esteem. So we have so many partners that are involved. We thought it was very important that we did have a law enforcement representative for that particular session on authoritarian figures, because we do want our youth to know that our law enforcement partners are just as concerned about their success and their positive change within the community and the impact that our youth will make, along with all of our other partners. So we will have an Osceola County Sheriff's Officer representing that session as well.
they're going to talk about something that a lot of people, when you look at social media, that's really spectator behavior. It's also something that one county is getting ready to set up as a law. If you see something and don't say something about it, and that person comes into great bodily harm, you could be suspect as well. How are we managing that? That's going to be talked about as well. Interaction with authoritarian figures also has to be that whole little vibe between that teen and that parent, too. So they're going to have discussion. Yeah, we're talking about all of that stuff. Again, we're inviting everybody to come out. Anika Berry is on the line with us, and she is the chapter president for the Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. They are the lead group that is putting this on. This is the third year. It's a mental health youth summit. 13 Reasons Why is a Netflix series that talks about suicide, and it's almost glamorizing it. It's telling in detail how someone did that and what their friends and family experienced through the whole perilous, that whole situation. So this is giving you 13 reasons why not. All the information is on our website at star945.com. Do you think, Nika, we've left anything out?
I do not, but I would like to add or place emphasis on the fact that we will this year for the first time have our parent panel discussion. So we welcome all of our parents and caregivers to come out as well. And during their session, which will be separate from our youth session, we also will have facilitators there to help them recognize signs of mental illness, suicide, depression, cyberbullying. We'll have human trafficking there for them, understanding that it's a different world from where we come from. So we want them to understand where we are now. We'll even have a session for them on street drugs. So it's, even though the focus is Mental Health Youth Summit, we will have a session for our parents and caregivers during the session as well, separate from that, what the youth will be attending.
All right. And again, it is free. You will need to get there early. All right. It's from 8 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. And the sessions are not very long, but they're impactful. Any information that you need, head on over to our website, and that'll shoot you off into the different areas that you need to go. That's star945.com. Nika Berry, our chapter president for DST Sorority, the Alumni Chapter. Thank you very much for taking a moment to talk with us today.
And thank you.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.